You're listening to WBEZ. Alcohol consumption among young adults has been steadily declining since 2000. And as younger generations turn away from alcohol, breweries are adapting by hopping on the new trend, THC drinks. Chicago's Revolution Brewing is the latest local brewery to join the THC boom. The company recently launched Reverb Splash, a line of hemp-derived THC and CBD-infused sparkling waters with fruit. SunTimes contributor Chris Kasakia joins me now to talk about the consumer shift. Hi, Chris.
How you doing? Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Of course. So people are shifting away from booze. Why?
Well, I think we're seeing some major kind of generational shifts. Culture, I certainly think, is a big part of it. I think younger generations, are kind of turned off by intoxicating interactions, let's just say. And I think you also have, at the same time, these shifts where cannabis consumption is certainly on the rise across the United States, and especially, among younger gens.
And what exactly is in a THC drink? Or does it vary?
Yeah, so I mean, a lot of these drinks typically have about 5 milligrams to 10 milligrams of THC. Hemp-derived THC is defined as having 0.3% THC, which is the active ingredient in cannabis. And the federal government actually legalized hemp-derived products in the 2018 Farm Bill. So you have this component of THC in the drinks. You have some type of emulsion. And then you sometimes they're flavored. They often take the form of seltzers, another kind of popular beverage that has been trending. So you're seeing kind of similar flavor profiles. But as the market matures and evolves, you're going to see all different types of drinks.
So we're seeing breweries like Revolution jump on this trend. What would you say are the pros and cons to a business looking to add THC drinks to its menu?
Well, I think, first of all, it is an alternative revenue stream, which all businesses are looking for right now. And also it is playing into, this bigger trend, as we talked about, of alcohol consumption on the decline. The demand has been shifting. So now you have this key alternative revenue that is really at their disposal. They already have the equipment. Making THC beverages is a much quicker development cycle. You're only talking about a couple of days comparing to some beers, which are weeks. Some beers are even months if you're talking about aging perspective. Not only that, they can kind of farm out their equipment. So they're, almost acting as third-party manufacturers for other brands, which we've kind of seen, Hopeful Brewing kind of engage in. These become incredibly important to, increase your margin any way you can. And not only that, you have allowances that you can get these products into the marketplace pretty easily. They are distributed or sold at, an increasing number of bars throughout the city, restaurants, Parsons Chicken, for instance. And you even see the Salt Shed partnered with GTI, Green Thumb Industries, a cannabis company based in Chicago that actually has a hemp store inside the Salt Shed.
Well, and Illinois has certainly been helpful as an early adopter of legalized marijuana in 2020. How do you think that decision set up Chicago specifically with regard to, becoming sort of the center of the THC industry?
Well, I think as time moves on, it becomes a lot more normalized. But you also have some really kind of key allowances in Illinois here. For instance, Illinois is really one of the few, and Chicago is really one of the few markets that you're allowed to go into certain stores like the bakery and get infused cannabis products that are not sold at a traditional retailer, aka dispensary. So that kind of helps set up kind of this retail normalization aspect. And now you're seeing restaurants, bars carry these types of drinks, but certainly everyone is not on board. The two largest grocery chains in Chicago, Jewel Osco and Mariano's, have still kind of refused to sell these drinks. And you also see some major alcohol distributors also decline to be part of this market, at least, in the early onset.
Yes, but for now, co-ops, liquor stores, even the Salt Shed. We'll be keeping an eye on all of that. Thanks so much for taking the time to talk with us, Chris.
Thank you so much, Claire, for having me. Really enjoyed it.
That was Chris Kasakia, contributor for the Chicago Sun-Times. This is WBEZ.